is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kaifin. President-elect Trump and an overseas bank are announcing a major investment in the U.S.
The Japanese company is SoftBank, and its CEO is set to announce $100 billion in investments over the next 4 years. The Wall Street Journal reports the company promises to create about 100,000 jobs related to artificial intelligence and other technologies. SoftBank pledged a $50 billion U.S. investment after Trump's first presidential win. Much of that money went to high-profile failures like WeWork, and it's not clear how SoftBank intends to raise the $100 billion for this investment. Peter King, CBS News.
Well, now to Washington, CBS's Naomi Rockham on the week ahead for some of Trump's cabinet picks.
His nominees hit the halls of Capitol Hill for a final round of meetings before recess. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Trump's pick for Health and Human Services, will start his visits with top congressional leaders today. Within weeks, Democrats and Republicans alike will have to vote on their futures.
Also in Washington, CBS's Scott McFarlane on the concern over increasing reports of unexplained drones over several northeastern states.
Over the weekend, there was a series of new proposals to give government agencies more power to track or take down drones, especially in sensitive areas like airports and seaports. There is such urgency here. They're talking about passing these into law this week.
A new statement said to be from Syria's ousted dictator Bashar al-Assad says his departure from the country was not planned and those in charge there now are terrorists. He says the Russian military evacuated him after its base in western Syria came under attack.
These are the first comments purportedly from Mr. Assad since those dramatic events that forced him to flee Syria.
The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow. A court in South Korea today began taking up the impeachment of the country's president over his brief martial law decree. Back in 2018, David Hogg was outspoken after the mass shooting at his high school in Parkland, Florida.
We're the mass shooting generation.
Well, now he is 24 years old and an activist for gun safety. Hogg is running for vice chair of the Democratic National Committee. On the Health Watch, CBS's Jim Krasula has more on the prevalence of daily pain.
About a quarter of U.S. adults suffered chronic pain either daily or nearly every day last year. 10% said pain limited their life or work activities. That's the finding of a new survey from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The Dow is up 29 points. This is CBS News.
Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 36-year-old man from Franklin and a Racine County Sheriff's deputy both went through the ice on Wind Lake during a rescue Saturday afternoon. Despite being in the water for an hour, the man from Franklin was rescued and is expected to be okay. A house fire near 16th and Kearney in Racine Friday resulted in the deaths of a family dog and a cat. The fire caused an estimated $80,000 in damages, with the cause still unknown. Foxconn has been approved for nearly $9 million in state tax credits for 2023. Microsoft has acquired a lot of the Foxconn land, and they're investing over $3 billion to create data centers in Mount Pleasant. Two well-traveled highways in the area have been officially renamed. County Highway KR is now State Highway 195. State Highway 75 has been redesignated as County Highway BD. Kenosha County has launched a new online property tax payment system. The new way allows property owners to view, print, and pay taxes in one location with electronic payment options available. And Racine's Harbor Fest is set to return to Festival Park on June 13th and 14th. It's after an 18-year hiatus. A statement says the event promises music, food, and family entertainment. Net proceeds are going to local charities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers defeat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led 20-6 at the half and went on to win 30-13 over the Seahawks in Seattle. The Packers defense, 7 quarterback sacks, special teams with a good kick return and 3 field goals. On offense, wide receiver Romeo Doubs back from a concussion with 2 touchdown catches.
That's just part of us just getting better collectively as a core. Yeah, I just look forward to progress, cleaning up the details on tape and just moving on to the next one.
Quarterback Jordan Love.
Coming out fast, putting up some touchdowns early, you know, defense. defense doing a great job getting the ball back for us. But, you know, that's when we're at our best, is starting fast, getting the ball, putting up points, and going from there.
Packers linebacker Quay Walker left the game with an ankle injury. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith having an MRI on his right knee after being sacked in the third quarter. Sam Howell took over the rest of the game. NBA, the Bucks getting ready to face the Thunder in the NBA Cup Finals in Vegas. Tip-off time tomorrow night at 7:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
A dark and dreary day today, stuck under overcast, cloudy skies with areas of fog. High temperatures are nice and mild, though, tapping the mid-40s with a west breeze. And overnight tonight, we fall below freezing, with chances of snow moving in tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Here's another grown-up gift list keyword so that you can win a trip to the Chula Vista Resort. It's an overnight stay in the Wisconsin Dells from WRJN. Just enter the word lights, L-I-G-H-T-S, plural, into your Civic Media app. Don't have it? Download it from civicmedia.us or wrjn.com. Find where the keyword goes and send it, but do it before noon today for the statewide contest, because this keyword, lights, is going to expire at noon. There'll be more along a little later on in the day. Head to civicmedia.us/contest-terms for full rules for the grown-up gift list text to win contest. And good luck winning it from WRJN.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Good.
masterpiece from a group that gave us a lot of masterpieces, the Beach Boys. I'm Dan Marcus. The grown-up gift list keyword this hour, lights, L-I-G-H-T-S, in case you missed it.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out. But honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. So don't get me wrong, it's not that I knock it, it's just that I am not in the market for a boy who wants to love only me. Yes, and I ain't saying you ain't pretty. Oh, I'm saying I'm not ready for any person, place or thing. Try and pull the reins in on me. So goodbye. I believe and I see no sense in this crying and grieving. We'll both live a lot longer if you live without me.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah.
Dancing in the Moonlight, One Hit Wonder Group. I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum on WRJN. I got my Christmas wish last night when the Packers won handily against the Seahawks. Not that there weren't moments, but the first half especially. Josh Jacobs? Wow, what a gift. And in a post-game interview, Josh indicated how happy he was to be a Packer and be in Green Bay. You know, that's just music to a Packer lover's ears. So that game heard on WRJN. The next game against the Saints is a week from tonight, and that game will also be heard on WRJN because that's what we do around here. The Packers versus Saints, brought to you by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Gabriel, the promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. And again, Packers, a week from tonight on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN.
Sing along with the Tokens, Lion Sleeps Tonight. Who doesn't know the words to that one? Everybody knows that song. I'm Dan Marcus on WRJN with another timeless hit. You're welcome. The grown-up gift list keyword for this hour is lights, L-I-G-H-T-S. There'll be another one along, another couple, before the day is out, actually. More chances for you to win cash, like $100 worth, or Chula overnight stay in the Dells. But first things first, let's get to another news update from WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Here is Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine County Sheriff's deputy and a 36-year-old Franklin man fell through Racine County ice this weekend. The rescue attempt went awry Saturday afternoon on Wind Lake.
The man from Franklin went into the water at around 12:30, several hundred yards from shore. A statement says very thin ice made for a tricky recovery. The water rescue team member that went into the water and the other man were both pulled out and taken to land on an inflatable boat. Despite being in the water for about an hour, the man rescued is expected to be okay. Two pets didn't make it out of a Racine house fire Friday. It happened near 16th and Kearney, with a cause still not known. A family dog and a cat died. Damage estimates are at around $80,000. While Microsoft is using most of the land, Foxconn is still getting tax credits. A recent state report shows that Foxconn has been approved for almost $9 million in state tax credits for 2023. The report shows just over 1,100 Foxconn employees in the state, and the company spending $24 million in Racine County development. Originally, it was promised $10 billion and 13,000 jobs. Microsoft has bought a lot of the Foxconn land and acquired more in the area. They're investing over $3 billion creating data centers in Mount Pleasant. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A dark and dreary day today, stuck under overcast, cloudy skies with areas of fog. High temperatures are nice and mild, though, tapping the mid-40s with a west breeze. And overnight tonight, we fall below freezing. Chances of snow moving in tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. She knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a
timeless hits, Christmas classics, the grown-up gift list. This hour's keyword, lights, L-I-G-H-T-S, gives you a chance to win a Chula Vista Resort overnight stay in the Dells. Quick trivia question on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. Who is the only person, there's only one person, who has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame three times. And that person is Eric Clapton, for his solo work, for his work with Cream, and for being in this group, the Yardbirds. WRJN.
singing more, and that's for sure. I bring you diamond rings and things right to your door. To thrill you with delight, I give you diamonds bright. There'll be days that will excite and make you dream of me at night.
black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back. I see my red door, I was padded into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
You're gonna please me in every way.
another one-hit wonder group. Gallery, in case you forgot who did Nice to Be With You. I mean, it's easy to forget. They had only one hit. I'm Dan Marcus on the station playing local news, timeless hits, Christmas classics, too. And Paul Harvey with the rest of the story. He comes along every single weekday at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And then again at 12:05 here on WRJN. The rest of the story exclusively on WRJN.
This Friday, December 20th, make your way to Runnings in Burlington for a can't-miss event. From 9 to 3, a Milwaukee Tool specialist will be in store to offer project planning tips and expert insights. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Milwaukee Tool products throughout the day. Whether you're shopping for the perfect gift or upgrading your own tools, Runnings has the quality and savings you need, wrapped in holiday cheer. Visit Runnings in Burlington this Friday on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
The 10th day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Dogs and Cream. When the weather gets colder, warm up with something hot and delicious. The classic Chicago dogs, chili and cheese dogs, pretzel dogs, and savory burgers are just what you need to fight off that winter chill. They have the hot dog game on lock. Go to WRJN.com, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Oh,
news, timeless hits, Christmas classics. We've got you dancing in the streets of Racine on WRJN and Kenosha and Oak Creek and Burlington. The list goes on.
Timeless hits, WRJN.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's tiring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. Even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. I find a face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream. Custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan.
There's no vaccine that is, you know, safe and effective.
With past statements such as that, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is facing tough questions as the Trump pick for Health and Human Services Secretary solicits Republican support today in the Senate. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Transition aides say that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. isn't necessarily pushing to get rid of all vaccines, but he does want to make sure that they are effective and safe and, you know, some merit for the review. That is kind of more where he's coming from, where the president-elect is coming from. That being said, there is some concern based on RFK Jr.'s past views and statements and some of his associates.
When asked if schools should mandate vaccines, President-elect Trump said today he doesn't like vaccine mandates. Trump this morning did salute the CEO of the Japanese company SoftBank, which promises a major U.S. investment over the next 4 years.
Today, I'm thrilled to announce that SoftBank will be investing $100 billion in America.